getting into, and really know the trailer that you're getting as well, and do, like what we talk about early on, and I think probably all of our episodes, and certainly you've mentioned this highly in the book, that the axles and the tires and the brakes and the chassis and floor, all that stuff is, regardless of what the rest of the thing looks like, that's critical if you're trying to make this thing move.
Yeah, most definitely. And you could have axles sent to a welder and pay a welder to put them on. That's what I did. You know,
Yeah.
you'd set it up with the welder beforehand, make sure they could do it and what the cost would be. But, they can do that stuff pretty readily. So what do you think? Let's just start throwing out some numbers, because I know that's what she wants to hear. What would be some numbers for a mid Caravelle? I mean, we already know they're all going to be in the same kind of condition. So let's just talk about like a maybe not a farm, maybe not a field find, maybe that one that somebody hasn't really, they use it, but they haven't really put a lot of restoration into
I think you're easily, for a Bambi, Bambi 2, or Caravelle, you're easily looking at 10 grand to start with.
So there's 10 grand, and it's probably going to have floor rot, right?
Guaranteed.
And but that's something that, do you think that's something that she could learn to do?
None of it's rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, there's going to be some inconvenience. If you're trying to live in this and fix stuff like that, there's, and this is assuming you don't need a complete floor replacement, there's going to be some inconvenience because you have to take, bathroom components out in order to gain access because, as you know, it's generally the back is the first place where they go. Certainly, fronts and sides and stuff go too, but let's just hope that whatever she finds is limited to the rear. You still have to remove bathroom components and whatnot to get in there to do it correctly, or possibly hunt around and find one that somebody else has already done that part of it, but lost interest after they did that well enough. Doable, certainly doable, but you're going to be without a bathroom for a while. But depending on where she's staying, if it's at a friend's place or at a campground where you could, use their facilities, it's you'd have to have space to put the bathroom components while you're doing the woodwork, and hopefully the campground is amenable to restoring a trailer in one of their sites, which is not always possible, but
I'm kind of taking it from the perspective that she would be maybe staying somewhere, maybe at a friend's or something, and get these fundamental things done, the rot and the axles and the brakes and the lights, and get it tow worthy, safe, and then
that
hit.
would be the best approach, I'm sure.
And then hit the road and do the, then take your time, do the floor covering, do the fabrics, do even the cabinet refinishing on the fly, whatever.
Yeah, that's certainly very doable. Polishing on the fly, changing out a fantastic vent or something like that. You could do all while you're going. As long as you get all the systems functioning, and it doesn't have to be pretty to be livable, but it has to be structurally sound and functional. She did talk about going to Alaska, though, and it's got me wondering, is the plan to stay in Alaska in the winter, or is this,
Yeah,
come
she doesn't
spring, go
say.
to Alaska possibly, or
Yeah, Alaska's pretty vicious on trailers, isn't
yeah,
it?
and you, well, you're definitely going to want good running gear for going up there. There's no question.
Right.
Even if you're not a believer in running gear issues, Alaska will make you a believer.
Yep. So